Despite the availability of a rapid diagnostic test for malaria, many Nigerian health workers fail or refuse to use it. A new study says this can lead to misdiagnosis and a waste of expensive malaria drugs. Much progress has been made against malaria. The World Health Organization says mortality rates have fallen 47% between 2000 and 2013, but many millions of people are still at risk or are infected. And malaria remains a major killer of young children. The WHO says more than 430,000 kids die from malaria in Africa every year. One estimate from the NGO Malaria No More says Nigeria, with 48 million cases, represents one quarter of Africa's malaria burden. There are generally two ways to diagnose malaria. The first is microscopy, where a trained staff at a lab looks for parasites in a blood sample. The second method is a rapid diagnostic test. It's quick, 15 to 30 minutes, and just requires a finger prick of blood. It does not require a lab and allows for diagnosis at the community level. The test looks for specific proteins that malaria parasites produce. The problem is, many Nigerian health workers or drug providers are not using either test. University of Nigeria professor Obinna Amujekwe is the lead author of the study that appeared in the scientific journal PLOS ONE.
There are very few instances where there's proper diagnosis for malaria. Most people wrongly assume that all fevers are malaria. So once you have a fever, you're most likely to get a malaria drug without diagnosis. That is wrong. Not all fevers are malaria.
About 5,000 people from 40 communities took part in the study in Enugu State in southeastern Nigeria. Despite being trained in using the rapid diagnostic test, rates of actually administering it were less than 50%.
Because of that, there's a lot of waste. Drugs are wasted, quite a lot of money, especially now that the first-line drugs are the expensive artemisinin-based combination therapy.
China and Vietnam grow most of the plants artemisinin is derived from, but there's a growing market in East Africa. Despite negotiations to lower prices, the first-line drugs remain more expensive than other less effective treatments. Professor Anwujekwe says the study examined why the rapid malaria test was not being used by many health workers or private drug sellers. But in many cases, the health workers were the drug sellers.
The drug sellers who are private, I think their main purpose is profit. They want to make money. I mean, if somebody comes with fever and they say, oh, go home, nothing for you, well, they lose money, number one.
And number two, he says, is those patients will simply go to another drug seller who is willing to give them artemisinin-based medicine without a reliable malaria diagnosis. Anwujekwe says another problem is many health workers don't trust the rapid diagnostic test. They would rather diagnose someone strictly on their symptoms.
If the test says it's not malaria, they didn't believe the test.
So what happens when people are misdiagnosed and given the wrong treatment?
There's so many consequences. That other illness can cause real damage, which may even lead to death. That's one. Then the high economic cost to the society and they're wasting the drugs. Then number three, it can be development of resistance to malaria parasites if the drugs are not used properly.
The study says training health workers on new procedures is not enough. It calls for ongoing engagement with them by malaria control programs, which include the government, NGOs, and UN agencies, to change the old mindset about how to diagnose patients. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.